The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050. WTKA online at WTKA.com. We are live here inside the MDN studios, and the man is here, the Silver Fox himself, Joe Simon from the law offices of Joseph A. Simon, a popular segment called The Strategy Breakdown. Joe, how you doing?
Great to be here, Sam. I'm doing well. A little tired today. I know you are too, but ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously our listeners have come to really value the strategy breakdown that you come in and we do every single week. But as valued as you are in this role, Joe, I don't think you disagree when I say the value that you bring your clients as an attorney, as a criminal defense attorney. I mean, that goes above and beyond. That is it's the best service around. When you talk about finding yourself in need of criminal defense, Joe is the man for you. Joe, tell folks about the law offices of Joseph A. Simon.
Sam, we do nothing but criminal defense. That's anything from traffic offense, misdemeanor offenses, to felony offenses, serious cases. They're all serious. And Sam, you're right. You need a guiding hand when you're in that situation, and nobody ever thinks they're going to be. But when you or a loved one are in that situation, we like to think we are your best option. You can find us at themichigandefenders.com. We're right across the street from Michigan Football Stadium. We practice primarily Washtenaw County, but we go to all surrounding counties as well.
Absolutely, folks. Again, like you said, I'm not going to need that, but when you find yourself in that position, it's good to know who to call.
So real quick question, Joe, as we'll get into the football stuff in a moment, but something happened last night on a football field, and I'm just curious.
I thought about this.
Can that be taken to the point where Garrett might need to call you?
So in case you missed it, folks, Miles Garrett, former number one overall pick, gets into a scrum, the Steelers versus the Browns, and he hits Mason Rudolph, he rips his helmet off and swings it and hits him in the head with the helmet.
This is a really good question and an interesting topic, because in the law, we have something called consent. Consent can be express or implied. And express consent is, Sam, let's go fight. I want to fight you. And you say, I agree. And we fight one another. Well, neither one of us could really be charged with assault in that situation because we've given our mutual consent. In the sporting world, by well-established legal precedent, there's implied consent to that which is natural in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So tackling, blocking, in baseball, spikes up. Right. Coming into a steal, spikes up, getting somebody injured. But then there are things that go above and beyond that which is impliedly consented to. And that act of taking a helmet and striking another person, I think, is well outside what is impliedly consented to. And yes, that could end up in a courtroom. That could absolutely be charged criminally as an assault.
Mm. Yeah. And I think
reminded me of Todd Bertuzzi. When he did the yanking down, and that was, and he did get some had a little bit of an issue there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's done for the rest of the season as far as football ramifications are concerned. But legally, I don't think it will be against whatever player code there is. I don't think that many people would find an issue with Rudolph saying, I'm going to sue the guy, because even his own teammates came out after that. It was like, look, man, that's out of bounds.
There's no question.
Yeah, so, all right, Joe, let's bring it back to Michigan State, backyard brawl, battle for the Paul Bunyan Trophy. This is one of those games that pits you not just against, neighbors, coworkers, friends, pits you against family. I know I got lots of family members that are Sparties, and I let them have it. Some have said they wanted to come to the tent. They have since, after they heard how I've been this week, I kind of took it a little easier. But, as easy as I tried to take it, Joe, I can't help it. Michigan State week, Michigan Ohio State week, different side of me comes out.
Yeah, so. I understand why, Sam. And, you know, I'd like to begin our conversation by telling the listeners that less video, more conversation this week, because obviously we had a bye week. But speaking of conversations, we had a conversation back in August at Mr. Weintraub's party for celebrating his 10-year anniversary with the station. The season hadn't started, and I want to think about that for two reasons. One, because it was warm. Remember mm-hmm. that, Sam?
Gosh, I do remember that.
Oh, it was nice to be in a warm climate. But second of all, we talked about Michigan State, and I start our conversation by saying, Sam, I think, genuinely think, that this will be perhaps the most important Michigan State game in the modern era, in the series. And you kind of gave me an inquisitive look, and we talked about it. And at the end of our conversation, we said, we got to talk about this on air.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I meant by that. The arc is changing. The narrative that we have begun in the Harbaugh era, from a Michigan perspective, we are righting the ship, we'd like to think. And this transcends not only to the head-to-head record between Harbaugh and Michigan State, but it also goes to recruiting. Look at the arc of recruiting. Look at the battle for the state of Michigan. Things are changing. For me, to keep the narrative going, it is crucially important to win this game. We continue to recruit well. They're not recruiting very well. That was true back in August.
Mm-hmm.
To keep and preserve our credibility, I believe that if we win, and perhaps convincingly, that this may be the demarcation point that we look back at 10 years from now saying, and that's the moment the tide really officially turned. And that's why I always thought, even coming in, this was a crucially important game for Michigan. And their Michigan State's poor record coming in and the loss to Illinois last week, that makes it even more crucial, in my view, because the loss of credibility would be severe if we didn't prevail.
I got to tell you, you could not just, you know, right before the season, you could just the trend line with the recruiting the last couple of years, as you kind of mentioned, it just not just here in the state of Michigan, but in their footprint has kind of been changing. And then you have all of the other issues that they're dealing with that I think has kind of exacerbated the trend line. What we're seeing from them on the field, I think, is influenced by what's happening off the field. I think you're right in that this could be it for Mark D'Antonio. I don't think it'll be a situation where he's forced out. The irony of it is, and I wonder if you're with me on this, it could just as easily go the other way. We had we had Rico Sparty or Rico Beard on yesterday. He said if this is a 2002 stomping like we saw Michigan do to Bobby Williams, he said I could see this being the end of Mark D'Antonio, where he just steps away at the end of the end. And that's certainly a possibility. But it could also be, Joe, a situation where he feels like, I don't want to leave it that way. I can't. You know, tarnish my legacy with my last game in this series being an absolute trouncing. But to your point, I mean, this game, if they win, you know, decisively, even if he comes, it's hard to see it being different if he comes back, because the recruiting has been going down for a couple of years now.
And we get to change his narrative. That speech of his that we're selling results, not promises, et cetera, et cetera. We get to change that narrative, and I think insurmountably change that narrative, which is why I felt in August, and I still feel today, this is a crucially important game for Michigan.
Yeah, man, it's weird, the oddity of this series since Jim came to town, is that the road teams have won,
right?
Have won the games, but the ones that they've won, it's like, I mean, luck is smiling on you, man.
Right.
Luck is smiling on you with the block punt return for a touchdown at the end, of course, in 15, and then in 17, you know, you got your starting quarterback hurt, you got a monsoon, and of course, it's a convergence of unfortunate events, because, you know, Michigan just got subpar. If they get decent average quarterback play in that game, they win. But obviously they didn't.
You know, it's funny. Let's start maybe talking about more specific things because of that game. Because 2 years ago, before that game, we also had a bye week, just like this. And we were watching that game. I was actually visiting my brother in California, and I sat down with his sons, and I said, all right, boys, let's find out football 101. What is Michigan State going to put on film today that they know Michigan will have to account for? And they had a play, and I said to everyone, there it is. There's a setup play, and it ended up being in the Michigan game, that throwback screen. Mm-hmm. They set up the action for it, and I said that last week when I was on, what would they put on film? Well, it wasn't a play. They put a whole set in, Sam. Mm-hmm. The first video I want to refer to at the MichiganDefenders.com. You can click on the logo of what is supposed to be me with the spiking of football. I don't think I anyway. Click on that and you can go to see the videos. Bluff run set. And I have to apologize to folks. It's been a very busy week at my day job, which is my highest priority. Not a lot of videos, but they ran a bluff run set. They didn't just run one play, but this is one play of it. And if you really go back and watch their Illinois game, I want to talk about a list, but I highlighted for several things. First, I highlighted the motion man bringing a defender with him. That's standard. Mm-hmm. Second, I highlighted the mesh and the pulling H. We've seen that before. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of potential action set up off this play. There are a lot of plays to watch. And one thing I want people to watch on this is the seal on the releasing lineman. This is a dedicated run. We talked last week. I said, Sam, we're going to see Lewerke running for the first time all year, running like a madman. And he did, and he's more than just a capable runner. He's an excellent runner. The reason I put this set in there is because they ran several plays like this, one in a red zone, too, that my brother noticed, where they actually released linemen. They ran a jet sweep off it. I think this set is going to incorporate a screen, a throwback. I think you have many things to account for. And, yeah, they put this in for our eyes so that we will have to account. I think that there are some things specifically I'd like to talk about in a little bit about what I think we can do about this. But then the next play is the film is hard to defend. And, you know, Sam, people have said, okay, Brian Lewerke, he's going to be a runner. Yes. And how do you defend that? Well, you know, there's no real great way to defend everything. But this is a good example of him making a run that is like a great running back. Mm-hmm. In this play, everything's right for Illinois. I first froze there in a zone coverage. They're keeping everything in front of them. They got their linebackers in decent position. The rush lanes for the four downs are actually pretty good. He looks pretty surrounded here. And when Lewerke decides to run, he's actually got two options, and he's making a read. He can run straight ahead. There's a nice gap, but a linebacker is coming in to close. Or he can run to the outside. Like an excellent running back, Sam, he makes a good field vision read, cut, and he has a little bit of burst.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's definitely a mobile guy in there. Defensive end got caught way too far inside. You know, this is it's interesting that you bring this up, and we got to get to a break. But I remember earlier in the season a press conference with Don Brown, and he talked about the excellence that he had seen from Quiddy Pay. And one of the things he talked about, he's like, you know, you gotta, you know, how you play these, you know, these read option teams, split zones, and he said, oh, and then they try to bluff you, and he said, you know, Quiddy and the discipline that he's been playing with. And this is after, I believe this was after Wisconsin, because he had come back and after the Wisconsin game and really, really had a really good game on the heels of a subpar game for the entire defense. And he said, you know, Quiddy is a guy from a discipline standpoint that whether you're, you know, trying to kick him out on a split zone or you're trying to bluff him, he's a guy that plays that really well. And I think the same can be said for, look at how Aiden Hutchinson has been playing. So you're right. This is an extremely potent possibility for Michigan State. But I think Michigan's defensive end play will be better than what we saw Illinois play with on the play that you just showed.
It's going to have to be, because these are the types of plays that converts third downs and build momentum. And it's going to have to be. And actually, when we come back, if we have to get to break, I have some very specific things to talk about what I think we can do about this.
My man, Joe Simon from the law offices of Joseph A. Simon. We'll be back with more strategy preview. In the meantime, folks, if you need a place to go, great lunch meetings, date night, you know, you want to watch your games. All of those needs can be met over at Black Rock Bar and Grill, where they have an outstanding menu with several options that I think you will find outstanding. For me, I am a ribeye guy, so I like it done medium, you know, seasoned properly. Some places you go, the steak isn't necessary. It's not, you can't guarantee it's going to be perfect. At Black Rock, you can guarantee that perfection because you grill it up yourself.
Yeah, you control the seasoning, you control the temperature, you control all that. And Sam, I was thinking about this. Say it's about 4:30 tomorrow. Your fingers are a little bit chilly because you've been sitting outside. Now, you don't put them on that Black Rock, but you could put them near that Black Rock, and you can cook up your steak and warm up and thaw yourself at the same time.
Yeah, so whether it's steak or seafood or maybe you just want regular bar and grill fare, they got you covered over at Black Rock Bar and Grill with an outstanding appetizer menu. I love the pretzel bites. That's my go-to when it comes to the appetizers. And a dessert menu that is to die for, folks. It is great. I love the apple crisp. Highly recommend it. But it's not the only excellent option on the dessert menu. Well, over at Black Rock Bar and Grill, 3776 South State Street in Ann Arbor, where parking is ample and free, even on game days. And don't forget, weekdays between 11 and 3, you can actually have Black Rock brought to you courtesy of Uber Eats. We got to get to a break. More strategy breakdown with Joe Simon on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.